listening to NOAA All Hazards Radio Station WXM87, broadcasting from the National Weather Service in Goodland. We broadcast continuously on a frequency of 162.475 MHz with tower facilities located near Ray, Colorado. Tower and transmitter facilities are financed by the citizens of Yuma County. Now here is the hazardous weather outlook for extreme southwest Nebraska, northwest Kansas, and east central Colorado. For today and tonight, flood warnings continue for portions of the tri-state area through 10 a.m. Mountain Daylight Time, where flooding may continue to be occurring from last night's rainfall. Smoke from wildfires, Indiana, Canada, will cause a minimal reduction in visibility this morning. And now the extended outlook for the period Saturday through Friday. No hazardous weather is expected at this time. Spotter information statement. Spotter activation will not be needed. Here are the latest observations for the tri-state area. At Ack Run, fog was reported. The temperature was 47, the dew point 44, and the relative humidity was 90%. The wind was east at 12 miles an hour. At St. Francis, it was cloudy, gusting to. Across the rest of the region, at Burlington, fog was reported with a temperature of 54, dew point 51. At Imperial, it was partly sunny. The temperature was 47, the dew point 43. At Goodland, fog was reported, reducing the visibility to 1 mile with a temperature of 54, the dew point 51. The wind was north at 16 miles an hour. Across southwest Nebraska, the temperature at McCook was 50, with a dew point of 42. The temperature at North Platte was 47, with a dew point of 40. The report from Yuma was not available. An aerial flood warning is in effect. Flooding caused by excessive rainfall continues. The areas affected include portions of northeast Colorado, northwest Kansas, and southwest Nebraska, including the following counties. In northeast Colorado, Yuma. In northwest Kansas, Cheyenne. In southwest Nebraska, Dundee. Hazardous conditions are expected from until 9:45 a.m. Mountain Daylight Time Friday, or 10:45 a.m. Central Daylight Time Friday. Impacts, flooding of rivers, creeks, streams, and other low-lying and flood-prone locations is imminent or occurring. Low water crossings are inundated with water and may not be passable. Additional details, at 11:37 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time, or 12:37 a.m. Central Daylight Time, Doppler radar indicated heavy rain due to thunderstorms. Flooding is ongoing or expected to begin shortly in the warned area. Between 0.5 and 1.5 inches of rain have fallen. Some locations that will experience flooding include Yuma, Ray, St. Francis, Bankelman, Bonnie Reservoir, Bird City, Eckley, Hagler, Beecher Island, Laird, Vernon, Idalia, Hale, Parks, Hartstrong, and Wheeler. http://www.weather.gov/safety/flood-turnaround. Don't drown when encountering flooded roads. Most flood deaths occur in vehicles. Be especially cautious at night when it is harder to recognize the dangers of flooding. In hilly terrain, there are hundreds of low water crossings which are potentially dangerous in heavy rain. Do not attempt to cross flooded roads. Find an alternate route. An aerial flood warning is in effect. Flooding caused by excessive rainfall continues. The areas affected include portions of northeast Colorado and northwest Kansas, including the following counties. In northeast Colorado, Yuma. In northwest Kansas, Cheyenne and Sherman. Hazardous conditions are expected from until 10 a.m. Mountain Daylight Time Friday, or 11 a.m. Central Daylight Time Friday. Impacts, flooding of rivers, creeks, streams, and other low-lying and flood-prone locations is imminent or occurring. Low water crossings are inundated with water and may not be passable. Additional details, at 11:51 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time, or 12:51 a.m. Central Daylight Time, trained weather spotters reported ongoing flooding across the warned area. Some locations that will experience flooding include Goodland, Canarayville, Rilton, and Edson. http://www.weather.gov/safety/flood-turnaround. Don't drown when encountering flooded roads. Most flood deaths occur in vehicles. Be especially cautious at night when it is harder to recognize the dangers of flooding. In hilly terrain, there are hundreds of low water crossings which are potentially dangerous in heavy rain. Do not attempt to cross flooded roads. Find an alternate route. The following is transmitted in collaboration with the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services and the Nebraska Department of Environment and Energy. Air quality alert. The areas affected include description of general region. Nebraska statewide hazardous conditions are expected from May 18, 2023, 9:30 a.m. Central Daylight Time, or 8:30 a.m. Mountain Daylight Time until May 19, 2023, noon Central Daylight Time, or 11 a.m. Mountain Daylight Time. Pollutant, PM2.5 particulates, air quality index, moderate to unhealthy. Additional details, an alert for possible moderate to unhealthy air quality. Index yellow, orange, red category due to smoke has been issued for the entire state of Nebraska, which includes the following counties: Dundee, Hitchcock, Red Willow, from May 18th, 9:30 a.m. Central Daylight Time through May 19th, noon Central Daylight Time. Smoke from fires, Indiana, Canada, is expected to impact air quality conditions in Nebraska. During moderate AccuYellow yellow category conditions, those who are unusually sensitive to particle pollution should consider reducing prolonged or heavy exertion. During unhealthy for sensitive groups, AccuOrange orange category conditions, members of sensitive groups are advised to reduce prolonged or heavy exertion and avoid intense outdoor activities. Sensitive groups include people with heart or lung disease, older adults, and children. During unhealthy AccuRed category conditions, some members of the general public may experience health effects and members of sensitive groups may experience more serious health effects. All are advised to avoid prolonged or heavy exertion and consider moving activities indoors or rescheduling. Smoke levels and wind directions are monitored by Nebraska and other states to predict when impacts to the air quality may occur. Air quality alerts for smoke are issued for affected areas by the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services and Department of Environment and Energy and posted on agency web pages and social media sites. By notifying the media and local health departments, alerts help citizens protect their health by informing them of days where outdoor activities should be reduced or avoided to minimize exposure to smoke. Alerts are based on data available from weather forecasts, smoke plume modeling, satellite imagery, and from air quality monitors located in Omaha, Bellevue, Lincoln, Beatrice, Grand Island, and Scotts Bluff. Here is the regional weather summary for the High Plains. A cold front will move through the region this morning from the north. Behind the front, the rain activity will end as clouds clear. Highs will be a few degrees cooler than yesterday, warming into the mid-60s to low 70s. Northerly winds will be light to breezy. Tonight, lows will fall into the low 40s. The light north winds will turn to the south through the night from west to east. Now for the official National Weather Service forecast for the Ray listening area. Today, decreasing clouds. Areas of smoke this morning, then patchy smoke this afternoon. Highs in the upper 60s. North winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows in the lower 40s. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming southeast after midnight. Saturday, increasing clouds. Highs in the mid-70s. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Saturday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 40s. South winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunday, partly cloudy. Slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming southeast in the afternoon. Chance of precipitation 20%. Sunday night, partly cloudy with slight chance of thunderstorms until midnight, then mostly clear after midnight. Lows in the upper 40s. chance of precipitation 20%. Monday, partly cloudy in the morning, then mostly sunny with slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s. Chance of precipitation 20%. Monday night, mostly clear. Slight chance of showers until midnight. Lows in the lower 50s. Chance of rain 20%. Tuesday and Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of thunderstorms. Highs in the upper 70s. Lows in the lower 50s. Wednesday and Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a 40% chance of thunderstorms. Highs in the upper 70s. Lows in the mid-50s. Thursday, partly cloudy. Slight chance of showers in the morning, then chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s. Chance of rain 50%. The extended outlook from May 26th through June 1st indicates above normal temperatures and above normal precipitation. Normal high temperatures for the period are in the mid to upper 70s. Normal low temperatures for the period are in the upper 40s. Precipitation during the 7-day period averages 73 hundredths of an inch.